Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
After, what, a couple of years, I think, Ron James, film producer, is back here on the Paracast. Our co-host this week is Kurt Crummins. And through the course of the show, we'll be talking with Ron about a new film that we all are very curious about. And the title of that film, and I understand it's getting awards and all sorts of really good stuff. The title of that film, An Accidental Truth. We want to know what's accidental about it. But before that, I know there are a lot of listeners who actually have never heard Ron James on the Paracast or anywhere else. So how does one become a filmmaker? Were you playing with movies when you were a kid or what?
You know, that's an interesting story for me. I was in the graphics business. I was writing a lot of fiction at the time. I had a screen printing shop, and this was about the time of the OJ trials, just for a point of reference. So I didn't have any video background before that, but I decided I wanted to make an instructional video about screen printing, and I hired a local videographer. I had so much fun making the video that I sold the screen printing company, and I bought half of what was Joe Scarborough's old recording studio in Pensacola under the agreement that if I bought into the recording studio, that we would do video production too. So I leased up some video production equipment and started doing it. That was back then, and this is now, and, you know, 27 national awards later, hundreds of hours of original productions. But that's how I got started. When I first started out, you know, I was in Florida, so I get hired a lot of times to help out-of-town crews, like Discovery Channel come to town, and you basically get hired to carry their gear, which was no fun. One time during spring break in Panama City, I did MTV Spring Break, and Girls Gone Wild was there, and they were using me to help on the shoot. And I came back, and I just felt really unfulfilled by any of it. I was thinking to myself, this isn't why I got into video production. I want to do stuff that actually has some meaning. And I picked up an article in UFO Magazine by this guy, Peter Gersten. He had UFO's cause, Citizens Against UFO Secrecy, and he'd written this article about the reality of our reality, the idea that we're living in a simulation. And I was totally blown away by that. Coincidentally, the International Conference on Science and Consciousness was happening in Albuquerque very shortly after that. And I booked a flight, and I went out there, and I set up a conference room and taped a green screen to the wall and started interviewing scientists about quantum physics. And that was my very first start on this journey. And then in the UFO thing, I got hired by Steve Bassett to do the X conference. That's when I got hooked on that. I realized that we're dealing with the biggest deception facing humanity, and I just decided that if I could do something about it, I will.
Well, of course, we can also talk about political deceptions, but I understand certainly if the government truly has evidence that we're being visited by spaceships, then certainly that's going to be a pretty huge thing.
Now, well, I think there's a pretty good case for it. It's still circumstantial at best, but I think the film Accidental Truth lays down, you know, there's not a lot of tinfoil hats in that movie, and there's not a lot of things that are being presented that aren't backed by some sort of official documentation.
Speaking of which, obviously, when you have something like this with a lot of viewpoints, there are a few tinfoil hats we noticed. And would you like to get those past
Well,
us?
I don't want to name them independently because, you know, I'm not really into saying bad things about people. I've gotten some flack over some people that are in the film. But,
well, I was thinking more of the issues than the people, okay? We're not going to worry about the people. Just worry about the issues. So, okay. One, of course, when we talk about crash retrievals, obviously, because he was in your film for about 3 seconds, James Fox has the one about the crash in Varginha, Brazil. And forgive my Portuguese, but you didn't mention that at all, did you? You were focusing on U.S. incidents.
Well, for one thing, you know, James covered that. And for another thing, we're not focusing on any specific crash in the film. We mention a few that are, you know, conjecture through history. And then we just point to some documents that came out that according to the Defense Intelligence Agency, are in response to a specific request for materials that came from UFOs. So we're not taking deep dives into supposed crashes. We're more taking the macro approach that it doesn't matter which crash out of hundreds of stories is true. There's a fair amount of evidence and admissions by the government that at least one of them happened.
Well, of course, we're talking about Roswell, perhaps. Obviously, Aztec New Mexico is a very shady kind of story, and I've spent a lot of time reading through that. I interviewed Scott Ramsey, who wrote a book about it. I had lunch with Scott Ramsey when he visited Arizona, and he's a really, really nice guy. He spent a lot of money, but the case is threadbare. Kingman, Arizona, not crazy about. Roswell, there's obviously something that is worth exploration. Just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, and like what Michael Schrat says in the film, he mentions a couple of cases that are of some significance to him. But he also points out that there's, in his archives, and he's one heck of a historian, he's done a lot of amazing work. In his archives, he's got 165 cases. And like he says in the film, we just need one of them to be real. At the core of it, what Accidental Truth is about is taking apart the new narrative. And the new narrative is basically, yeah, we closed Project Blue Book. There wasn't anything going on until the ATIP program started. And that whole entire period is being whitewashed by the people that are talking now. And Accidental Truth points out that, you know, that's complete load of BS because we know that there was numerous programs. We know that the technology and debris and possibly even biology was ported to various industries. We know some of the programs that were being run and through Freedom of Information Act responses. We know some of the technologies and some of the materials that were derived from these programs. And so it's really about just peeling away the onion skin and the lies about what's happened since Roswell until now, because we're being told the same story now that we were told by General Sanford back in the 50s, and we point that out very poignantly in the film.
Kirk.
Well, so before we go further in this now, you told us pretty much how you began in film. How did you become involved in MUFON, and how does this film relate to the organization?
Well, MUFON's dedicated to the scientific understanding of UFOs. And I was, it's kind of a funny story. I was at, Paula Harris hired me to MC one of her Laughlin conferences, and I was backstage with some people from MUFON, and Jaime Masson was there, and he was live streaming the symposium, and he said, you know, you guys really should set up, he said this to the MUFON people, he said, you guys really should set up your own kind of little channel like I have. And I thought, I was just a fly on the wall in the conversation. I thought, you know, that's a pretty good idea. So I went upstairs and I registered MUFON Television and MUFONTV.com and blah, blah, blah. And then I spent about 6 months negotiating a deal to do a 50-50 joint venture between MUFON and Ron James Television to create MUFON's exclusive online subscription-based TV network, and that's what we did. And so that's been up for a while. We have thousands of subscribers. It's completely commercial-free. And it's one of, if not the largest archive of relevant UFO material that's not supported by advertising that you can get. And then after a while, when the MUFON got some new leadership and they offered me the position of being their media relations director, which means that I get to work on shows like Ancient Aliens. I was just on it. And The Proof is Out There is another one that we do a lot with. The Unexplained is one that we do a lot with. But anytime any of these TV shows or newspapers or anything else needs assistance, then they come to, I'm the person inside of MUFON that did gets what they need as far as licensing videos, you know, doing stories on cases, and does all the contracts and all that kind of stuff.
More stuff is coming with Ron and Kurt and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Kurt Collins stepping in for Tim Swartz, who is out of town on a secret mission somewhere or something like that. Ron James is here to talk about his work with MUFON and his recent documentary, An Accidental Truth, which you were saying is very top rated at iTunes, which means somebody's going to make some money off this if it keeps up.
It's going to take a lot of money. You know, Matthew Modine narrates this. That was not an inexpensive thing, but he brought a whole new element to it that is just amazing. He's become such a friend and such an ally since we did the recording that I was blessed that he came into the project. Absolutely blessed.
I notice you list him as one of the producers. Is he personally interested in UFOs?
Well, you know, that's how he was attracted to the project. We originally were courting Steven Tyler, and that was going to be fun because I'm kind of a rock and roll guy at heart. But then he had his rehab incident right about the time that we should have been closing him. So then we went and we had Edward James Olmos, who I'm a huge Battlestar Galactica fan. Everything that guy's ever done, I liked. But he got a little nervous about the subject matter and the fact that we're poking the government in the eye, and his lawyers kind of scared him off. And he backed out right as we were supposed to be going to contract. So we were like, holy moly, man, we're running out of time. We got to get somebody. And somebody on my team was with Matthew Modine in England at a Comic-Con event and just kind of mentioned it to him off the cuff. And Matthew, it turns out, has had a UFO encounter, and he was interested in the project. And as soon as we found out he was interested, we started talking, and it just all kind of, I went to New York and spent 2 days in the studio with him, and it was great. And he is out there on, I don't know if you guys are following any of it, he's out there on Twitter and Instagram and all this other stuff. He's really behind the film. And part of our deal was he wanted to have some producer credits, which, you know, just again, just shows how excited he was about the project.
He did a fine job. I mean, there's some films that, unfortunately, documentaries, the narration sounds, you know, pretty wooden. And I thought he did, an excellent job. So you're lucky to have landed him.
Yeah, he brought something very special to it. And, you know, we've won 9 awards for the film already. And one of them was the Indie Fest. It's an independent film festival. I think the Gold Award, which is second place, for documentary and for narrator. So we won 2 from those guys.
And before we went to break, so you had MUFON TV, you're head of their media relations. So is this a joint product? How does this exactly work? I mean, is this official MUFON branded?
Not really. I wanted to promote MUFON in what I was doing, so I added MUFON Television to the mix, but it's pretty much just me. They didn't have anything to do with the production or any say in it. I since I own MUFON Television, it's one of my production companies. Certainly I added it to the producer slate, but I was pretty much on my own making this.
Other than a few MUFON people in the film, and of course the last section where you have the management or leadership in Washington, D.C., it's you.
Yeah, I did the whole film. I wrote it, I directed it, I edited it, I did the soundtrack, I did the graphics and special effects and the animations with the help from a couple guys in Ukraine. I shot all the interviews. It's like if you look at the credits on the film, there's only one or two other people that had any hands-on work at all. Everybody else are friends of mine that got on as producers for the support they gave me, just kind of keeping an eye on what I was doing and advising me and helping make sure that was a good film. Because I tend to get a little crazy. I like loud graphics. I like breaking the rules. I want to make stuff that doesn't look like anybody else's. And when you take those kind of creative risks, there's a fine line between, wow, that's really awesome, I never saw that before, and holy moly, that's terrible. So so I had some people just kind of keeping me in check.
That's why Chris O'Brien was there, huh?
I brought Chris in because, you know, him and I have done several films together, and he helped me with a lot of the research, and he also got Ralph Blumenthal and Michio Kaku, because they were not originally going to be in it. And as I started realizing how big the thing was going to be, I just wanted to make it bigger and better. So we literally have an all-star cast. the top tier people from government and arguably one of the world's most famous scientists, the guy that broke the New York Times story, the guy that's on the record studying crash debris with anomalous isotopic ratios. I mean, short of Avi Loeb and a couple other people, I can't really think of anybody I wish I had that's not in the film.
Well, Ralph Blumenthal was a great guest on the PowerCast. I think we had a really good experience with him. He talked, of course, about that story. Also, his book about Dr. John Mack. So He's really immersed in this stuff now.
Yeah, he really is. And you know, the book on John Mack, we mention it in there because we have a section on experiencers towards the end of the film. And Ralph is, I was able to spend a significant amount of time with him in New York. And on my birthday, which was pretty cool, I interviewed Michio Kaku and Ralph Blumenthal, both within a couple days of my birthday. And I was like, wow, to spend 2 hours sitting 5 feet across from Michio Kaku, I could not ask the universe for a better birthday present. But yeah, Ralph is really, he's down to earth. He's fact-based. He doesn't want to get involved in speculation, but as he says in the film, what we can actually ascertain is compelling enough without having to go off in too many fringy directions.
Well, we can't forget the fact that Ralph won a Pulitzer for the New York Times for his coverage of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. So He is a first-class reporter. And then the Pentagon correspondent for the Times is also one of the authors.
Yes. Helen, I can't remember her last name. But yes, and she's credited in there too. But you know, Ralph, at the end of the interview, Gene, you'll get a kick out of this. At the end of the interview, he signed a book for me. And after he left, I looked inside the book, and he actually wrote, "Ron, you're a terrific interviewer, Ralph." And I was like, oh my gosh. It's like, if I could take that page and frame it, I would.
By the way, the name of the other reporter is Helene Cooper.
Cooper, thank you. You know, I must be getting older because there's stuff in the movie, like that I had a brain fart on recently on an interview. It's like we were talking about Battelle Memorial Institute, and I couldn't remember what it was called. It's like, oh, okay. So thank you for refreshing my memory on that. Yes, the New York Times story is Leslie Keene, Ralph Blumenthal, and Helene Cooper. The three of them broke it, the 2017 HIP story.
And Helene Cooper, by the way, also does regular spots on cable news. Of course, they're asking her about Pentagon stuff, not UAPs or her participation in that, about all the other craziness we have to follow in our world. Not craziness here, but we're talking about the work of Ron James. We're supported by Kurt Collins. I'm Gene Steinberg sometimes, or all the time, or actually, the birth certificate said Eugene. I won't use that. When they say that, I feel insulted. Okay, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Texas authorities are searching for a gunman who killed five people at a home north of Houston Police say they are looking for a Hispanic male who is armed with an AR-15-style rifle. A climate activist group was protesting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday. The group says they are protesting what they call President Biden's broken promises regarding fossil fuel projects. Flooding along the Mississippi River caused by snowmelt is being reported in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. Some areas will have flooding concerns throughout the week. South Carolina Democrats are electing Crystal Spain to lead the state's Democratic Party. Spain becomes the state's first black woman to head the organization. The Super Mario Brothers movie is the one to beat again at the box office. The animated movie is looking to make another $37 million in its fourth weekend in theaters. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Then again, if I'm insulted, it's an everyday occurrence. There's always somebody out there, if you get online, as you know, Ron, to insult people. I mean, Ron and I have had disagreements about UFO issues, but he's cool. Doesn't matter. That's what it's all about. We're trying to understand something that, as of that, we still don't understand what's going on. I have an interesting question here, which maybe is a conundrum, Ron, and that is, obviously in the film we learn that the government has said things we can't believe about UFOs.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much an understatement, yeah.
So why believe them when they say something positive? If we disbelieve them when it's negative, if they say something positive, we should believe them?
Well, this is a film with a lot of layers, and I invite people to watch it two or three times, because on the surface, you're like, oh yeah, wow, that guy's pretty cool, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you a little secret about the Accidental Truth movie. There are a lot of people in this film that are pretty much lying every time they open their mouth, and you do not get that at first. And it's by design. It's just this is a very interesting piece. Yeah, you can't believe anything, honestly. We're getting this baked version of disclosure that is carefully managed, and disproving it is very, very easy. And I think we do a pretty good job at dismantling the current story. And then we had these hearings just a couple days ago. The film came out before the hearings, and I had this little joke. You know, watch Accidental Truth, watch the congressional hearings, and then you'll have a pretty good idea who to believe. The congressional hearings did not disappoint. They were pretty sad.
The thing that bothers me always is you have people in Congress who can be downright intrusive and insulting when they're talking to people, and we can mention a few candidates. But here, everybody is asking very simple, basic questions, and then speaking as a journalist, and certainly in what you're doing journalism. Speaking as a journalist, I think, why aren't they asking these dudes from the Pentagon the deep questions? They ask the very surface, simple questions, and they can't think of the proper follow-ups. And they aren't stupid people. So you'd think if you really wanted to get to the bottom of something, hit them with some hard questions and see how they answer.
Well, you have to remember that there was, both of these times, there are public and private discussions. And I know for a fact, because I'm about to publish my full-length interview with Congressman Tim Burchett when I was making the film. I went to his office and I set up two cameras and I lined out the whole story to him from pre-Roswell all the way to today. And this was something he already knew. And 2 months ago, I had lunch with Andre Carson. Okay. And we talked about this stuff. These guys know, but they can't prove. They are as frustrated as we are, because what they're dealing with, as you saw in the first hearings with Andre Carson and Gallagher, the two people that they had, Bray and Moultrie, are sitting on top of a compartment, a new compartment. And when they talk about not knowing anything about, you know, the faded giant incidents with Solace, and they talk about not knowing about different types of things, the Wilson-Davis memo, this is just another exercise in let's put it in a box. And they, you know, they answer those questions very, very skillfully. That is not within the purvey of the UAP task force. It's like, it's just more of the same. So since the revelation and the legislation, it's been one acronym after another, you know, and then NASA chimes in and said, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to start looking at that stuff. I mean, give me a break. It's so blatant, what's happening. And I just hope accidental truth is about taking that apart. And I just hope that the public is interested enough to understand that the dog and pony show we're getting right now, not only is it contrived and designed to whitewash the past and take away accountability from anybody that might have been part of this cover-up, but it's also almost a verbatim repeat of something they laid out, you know, 50 years ago. So it's hard to watch, all of it.
So you touched on something, meeting with Burchett and Carson. So what's going on with MUFON's relationship with the government? You know, what's the back and forth?
MUFON was approached by a lobbying firm called A10 and Associates. This firm is owned by Jessica Taco. It's the largest woman-owned lobbying firm in the world. And she is a D.C. insider going way back. I mean, she was in high school. She's gone to half of the people that we've met in there. She knows personally. She's very deeply committed to the UFO topic, and she offered to kind of get us going in D.C. And so for about 2 years now, we've been having meetings with over 300 meetings with staffers and sitting Congress people. We've had private briefings for both the Senate and House Intelligence Committees, and currently MUFON is providing reports, quarterly reports from our database about worldwide UFO sightings to both Intelligence Committees. And the other thing is that prior to the hearings that Andre Carson chaired, we actually were very instrumental in getting those done. We're the ones that went and worked with Gallagher and Gildebrand and Andre Carson and encouraged having a hearing. And so we were very instrumental in it. And it kind of ticks me off a little bit, for lack of a better phrase, that there's some people out there that are saying that they were involved in this, and we don't see anybody's fingerprints on it. And I wish these people would quit taking credit for stuff that they're not really involved in. But that's their thing, and history will bear it out. The other thing that we were very instrumental in is the Defense Appropriations Act. It has a clause in it about the military needing to provide all of its records regarding UAP going back to 1945. The original wording in that legislation was 1947, and MUFON and our lobbying firm worked with the authors to get that date rolled back 2 years. And the reason we did that is because there's a couple of things that happened pre-Roswell, and we didn't want the Roswell incident to kind of get lost in the shuffle. So when people ask, well, what have you done specifically, we can point to that we got those extra 2 years added in so that we had enough buffer around Roswell so that when the military actually has to start being accountable for this stuff, they don't have that 1947 year that they can fudge. And so these are things that we've done that we can talk about. So, yeah, we have the best relationship ever in D.C. Dave McDonald, our director, is there right now meeting with people.
That's pretty interesting. So can you contrast that with the Bigelow relationship? You talk about that in the film some, and that was apparently MUFON, or at least not everyone necessarily knew that it was a government contract.
No, you know, Robert Bigelow, and there's a lot of just rumors and innuendo and incorrect information around that whole relationship. And obviously I wasn't there, but from what I understand, and I've certainly talked to enough people, MUFON was basically hired to share our data with Bigelow's organization. It was simply a matter of whenever we had a case, we would share the data with them. We didn't give it to them exclusively. Nobody had any right to take the data and hide it. And MUFON got funded to go do investigations. You know, it's like the James Fox movie, Moment of Contact, the one that's out right now. That was the kind of situation where MUFON would be paid to send investigators by Bigelow Aerospace under their agreement. And Richard Lang, who ran the program, he ran the star team for MUFON during that time, is in the movie. And, you know, he kind of points out that, you know, the Defense Intelligence Agency was behind it. We figured it out. We knew it was some government agency. But the reason that's in there is because we have the official story of the government that nobody was involved in doing this kind of stuff. But we know that they were going back, you know, the outside. This was right about the beginning of the OSOP program, which was when Bigelow transitioned out of the National Institute for Discovery Science. But, you know, we're starting to go back in the calendar. And then we have John Alexander, who is a whole other interesting person, who's finally admitting how involved he was.
We have a break, and then we'll have more with Ron, Gene, and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon.
Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Colonel Alexander. Such a fascinating character. We've had him on the PowerCast a few times. And certainly, obviously, he's only giving us one-tenth of what he knows.
Yes, absolutely. You know, he's a key figure in this going back. You know, so are the Hal Putoffs and the Eric Davis and some of these guys. Some of these people go back years. But you know what's very interesting is that from what I can glean, they really never got the deep access that they wanted. They were a ad hoc group starting off, and originally they were trying to find the people that had the truth and had the technology and had this stuff, because they already knew they were sequestered deep, 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 deep. So when we see Alexander and these people coming out, they are not the group that really took this information, say a Majestic 12 type group. These guys are not those guys. And I'm still not 100% convinced that they're read in as much as they should be, or as much as they want it to be. But, you know, we're dealing with people that we're never going to know who they are. We're never going to fully understand the structure that was put in place to maintain the secrecy. But even guys within government, John Alexander had free rein to go and do whatever he wanted to, pretty much. They jokingly referred to him as a freelance colonel. And he put together groups at the top levels of secrecy to try and get to the bottom of this stuff. And like he'll tell you right now, oh, there's nothing to Roswell. Okay. So he's toeing the line at the same time. Now, finally, he's doing what he can. But there's an interview in the film where he's talking about how he thinks it would be a good idea for scientists to be a little more free to study this stuff. And it turns out that when he was saying that in the interview, he was actually running one of the programs that he was denying existed. So it's very, very interesting. And John and I are still friends, but there's a couple of things in the film that I think ticked him off.
Oh, I just want to mention, I don't know if you ever read his 2011 book, UFO Myths, Conspiracies, and whatever, but he said in there was no UFO investigation, and this was right at the same time his friend Robert Bigelow was involved in the OSAP contract, and he knew that, but I guess, you know, it's just interesting how emphatically he said that, not only in the book, but in the conferences and appearances he gave.
Yeah, and see, he dates back even before that, because they had the Advanced Theoretical Physics Working Group, which was an offshoot of something that was already going on. You know, and it's all the same people, you know, the so-called bird people. I don't know if that's actually accurate, but, you know, the Hal Putoffs and these guys, they were doing this before that. And what we found out, John admitted to me about the Advanced Theoretical Physics Working Group, which predates his even knowing Robert Bigelow. And he talked about how in the film, he talks about this program where they were finding 40 years ago, they were finding the exact same flight characteristics of these craft. And in the film, he makes stunning revelations about the reality of UFOs and the reality of them, that nobody's ever seen. And I don't think he's ever put all this stuff together in a public presentation yet either, because it took me 3 interviews spanning 15 years to stitch it all together. But what John Alexander reveals in this thing is absolutely off the charts. And when he talks about these craft doing things 30 years ago that Lou Elizondo and ATIP is just now identifying, and then we find out that the Advanced Theoretical Physics Working Group, he denied that to me personally, that there was any documentation of the group's work. But then we got a hold of notes from the initial meeting from somebody else that was there, and that person was able to show us their gate pass to BDM, where they went to a secure room, and it was the first meeting of the group. And the notes from the meeting were things like, you know, establishing contact, studying propulsion, quantum communication. So these guys, you know, that, and this was years ago. It was pre-Bigelow. I think it was about 35 years now. So this was going on, and it doesn't even scratch the surface of what was going on, but it proves that this phenomena has been happening. The documentation of these craft doing the exact same things goes back 50 years, 100 years. It's just amazing.
Well, before we get too far away from this, so one of the things about John Alexander is, you know, he's associated with Bigelow and Skinwalker Ranch, and there's a big aspect of the paranormal. And I happen to know that's a huge, you know, his interest in UFOs is part of a larger interest in the paranormal. And then that when you mentioned him, and Christopher O'Brien, his strong interest in paranormal relation to UFOs, and I was wondering, you know, if you discuss in the film briefly the fact that it's not necessarily from outer space. You know, there can be another origin, and I was wondering if Alexander and Christopher O'Brien maybe influenced that section of the film.
They did, and so did others, and so did my own perceptions. John's point that, you know, ET is a good place to start, but it doesn't explain everything. And, you know, unfortunately, that is just how it is. And the people that just want to cling to, oh, they have to be aliens from outer space. Well, they probably are. The idea that there's, you know, physical life on other planets that are interacting with us in some way is probably correct, in my personal opinion. But there's other elements to all of this. And I think that what John told me, I don't think I put it in the film, but he says, you know, we're not even at the stage where we're asking the right questions yet. And as this all evolves, that's kind of where it's going, is that we're going to have to start understanding that there are multiple things at play. There are probably life forms that we can't even conceive, much, much less document. And the puzzle is way bigger. And people that keep I was on a show yesterday. It was a Christian radio show. And the guy would just not get – I'm trying to be open. I'm like, look, there's a lot of things that can be happening. Even the Vatican has said that if there's life on other planets, it doesn't affect religion. And this guy was like, well, yeah, we believe in extraterrestrials, but they're angels and demons. And I'm like, dude, maybe. They could be angels and demons. They could be other things. They could be all of the above. But this particular focused belief was, no, they're angels and demons, and that's it. And then they told me they're going to pray for me. And I'm like, give me a break, man. You know, I'm not sitting here disputing what you are telling me, because I think that it's quite possible. But I'm also telling you that there's more things at play. And, you know, as we uncover more about the nature of reality, we're going to find out that there's things going on that we can't even imagine right now.
So people that you were able to get for the film, you know, it's an interesting range of people. Some of them have been on, you mentioned that you'd been on Ancient Aliens. Some of the people have been on there. And, you know, there were a wide variety of opinions, and including several of the people that were associated with To the Stars and, you know, have now severed. I was kind of interested. You talked about some of the chances you took in the special effects and other areas. So what did you have to cut from the film? Was there anything that, you know, just didn't fit or just didn't come together?
Well, you know, I didn't want to make it too long. There was this whole section about the Navy patents that didn't make it in. Salvatore Pius and the technology that he patented. And I had feedback from Gary Nolan and from Michio Kaku that he was patenting technology that doesn't exist. And so that there's a whole idea here that, you know, these guys are studying this stuff, trying to figure out how it works. And Salvatore came up with the Pius effect and went and filed patents. And that whole story about the Navy patents is very interesting. The patent office turned it down. The director of the Navy wrote a letter to the patent office practically demanding that they grant the patents based on the idea that there was something to it. But according to everybody scientifically that we spoke to, there's maybe that stuff might be possible one day, and maybe some of his principles might be valid, but we have no way of doing it now, and we have no way of even proving his concepts. So I regrettably dropped the Navy patent story. I think it would have been, it's going to be in the director's cut.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask that before you came up with it. There will be a director's cut at some particular point in time, or what?
Yeah, there'll be a director's cut, and we're also starting something called AT Insider. It's Accidental Truth Insider, and when you join MUFON or you subscribe to MUFON TV, you're going to get that. You'll have access to the complete, full-length, unedited interviews, all 15 or 16 of them, and a whole bunch of other bonus content. It's really, there's so much of it that that's the only place we can put it.
It will be the equivalent from Ron James of the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
All right, listen, if you don't follow comic book movies, this will make no sense to you. There was a movie called Justice League, which puts all the DC characters like Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman and The Flash together. But the Snyder Cut took 4 hours and 2 minutes, and it takes the stuff that didn't make it into the original theatrical release. And there you go.
You guys want to hear something really funny?
Teaser. A teaser, a cliffhanger. Ron Curtin Jr. in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.